your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Thommy Two Stars.
And together, we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news.
What's up, Tommy? Not much, man.
Hey.
Enjoyed my day off today. Played a little video games and relaxed. Ooh. Relaxed.
What video games did you play?
Lego Avengers.
Oh, man. Did you beat it finally?
Oh, I'm beating it. There's so many daggum Lego characters and gold bricks to collect.
Did you get them all? You don't have them all?
Not yet.
Does that game have as many characters as the other Marvel
Super Heroes? I think it has more.
More?
It has 196.
Holy cow. Man. You're trying to unlock all of them?
Yep.
You just put the cheat codes in.
That's not fun.
Yeah, it is, because then you get to play with them right
away. I like to earn it, but it takes forever to put all. You have to do it individually. I don't want to do that either.
I don't know. I like to put cheat codes in. I tried to do the Marvel Superhero, and I'm just kidding.
I'm an achievement junkie, so I'm doing it hardcore.
Okay, I'm not an achievement junkie. Hey, guess what today is, Tommy?
I don't know. The Force is not strong with me today. What's today?
May the 4th be with you, buddy.
Oh, may the 4th be with you, too.
It's May 4th, or better known as Star Wars Day. Every Star Wars Day now, Facebook explodes.
Facebook and Google.
Did you go on Facebook at all today?
Nope, actually.
It was like every other post was Star Wars related.
Yeah.
I think like my grandma put something Star Wars on there. I know my mom did. She's like, Happy Wars of Star Day!
You tried, Mom.
Oh, no. My mom actually knows a little bit about Star Wars. She borrowed Force Awakens from
me. Oh, did she? Yeah. Okay.
So, I get a lot of questions now, though, because everybody kind of knows me as a Star Wars geek, right?
You are kind of like the fountain of geek.
Yes. Why May 4th? What's the deal? Is it did Disney create the holiday? What's going on?
It literally sounds like May the Force be with you.
Yes.
That's it. Some clever person put that on the internet a few years ago and they're like, oh my gosh, that's so clever!
So believe it or not, it's been going on for a while now in the inner geek zones of like Star Wars fandom. They've been doing it probably since the early 2000s. They would do private celebrations and stuff like that and stuff at cons. But it's mainly because of the playoff words of May the 4th be with you, right?
Yeah.
And then also, did you know that every Star Wars movie except The Force Awakens was released in May?
Nope, didn't realize that.
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure every single one, if not maybe one of the prequels, was like beginning of April. But pretty much, at least the original trilogy was all released in May too. So that kind of why it feeds into May the 4th be with you, but also it has connotations because all the Star Wars movie came out. They were going to put episode 8 out in May too, but then they made all that money in Force Awakens. And so they put it back in December. So, did you do anything to celebrate Star Wars Day today?
Nope, I didn't even leave the house until, like, 6.
Oh. So, did you, like, wear your Star Wars underwear or something?
No.
Maybe? No. Do you have Star Wars underwear?
Not anymore.
No. I do not. I have Star Wars pajama pants.
Ooh.
And a bunch of Star Wars t-shirts. Ooh. I have Star Wars on my birthday suit.
Oh, yes. Favorite suit.
My birthday suit is your favorite suit?
No.
Thank you, Topic Two Stars.
You're
People
welcome.
Just learned a new thing about us today is that your favorite suit is my birthday suit.
Yeah.
As long as you don't say put it in my mouth after that.
No, definitely not. No. I regret saying that.
Oh, you should hold the C-3PO pillow. I have the R2-D2 pillow. We're on Periscope also, if people people listen to us on podcasts. So, have you done anything to celebrate May the 4th in the past? No, not really. I did a Star Wars marathon one year, and then another year we went to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
We did Hollywood Studios on May the 4th, and that was kind of fun, too.
Well, I think once they finish that park in like 20 years from now, the whole Star Wars area, we should definitely go on May the 4th, even though I'm betting it's going to be crowded like
crazy. Oh, it's going to be insane. By that time, Disney's going to have like cards out for May the 4th and television specials for May the 4th. They're going to market the crap out of it.
Oh, my.
Beep, 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 beep. That's why you're the impression guy, and I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, in another 5 years, man, they're going to market the crap out of May the 4th.
Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah, because when we went to the Disney park, it was everywhere. Like, t-shirts, they had bags, buttons, hats for May the... Just May the 4th branded stuff.
Oh, really?
That official date on it.
Wow.
And they were doing... This was like 3 years ago. They were doing parades, and just for May the 4th. It was pretty crazy. But I guess now Hollywood Studios... I know somebody went there last week, and it's completely taken over by Star Wars.
Oh, I don't doubt it, yeah.
It's everywhere.
When I was there last winter, there was a good amount of the park with Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, it's which is exciting.
Hmm.
But May the 4th is kind of more than just Facebook now. People are throwing parties for May the 4th. Comic book stores are doing special things for May the 4th. Movie theaters are doing, like, showings of the movies and stuff. So it's growing and growing and growing. Eventually, it's probably going to be a sanctioned holiday.
Yeah, get everybody gets that day off.
That would be pretty amazing.
I know, right? That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I doubt that.
So I figured we would just kind of geek out today. We haven't really had an episode where we just geek out about stuff.
Well, once in a while, but not very often.
So we're just going to have fun and talk about Star Wars.
Ooh.
Sounds awesome,
yeah,
right?
Let's do it. Sounds like the best thing to geek out about right now.
I get a couple. Last week, we did the podcast that was titled Captain America 3 Civil War, A Dinner at Aunt May's. So if you haven't listened to that, listen to that.
I just remember reading something like that I heard about after that. And it just made me think of that I wanted to add to that episode.
Oh, okay. What was it?
It was just goofy things.
Oh, okay.
Nothing
so,
important.
I heard some positive feedback about that part and about us talking about the foods that superheroes would eat. So I thought today we would talk about foods that we thought Star Wars characters could eat.
Oh.
Because I know you love talking about fictional characters eating things.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite topic. Iggy Azalea would say, first dig first, I'm the realist. So.
He did get you a shirt with that Iggy Azalea quote.
I would wear it all the time.
They could totally see you as an Iggy fan. Do you have like your album and stuff?
No, couldn't even tell you what it's called.
Not me neither. I'm the realist, maybe?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Iggy? Isn't that Iggy what she was like? Iggy!
Iggy Pop? I don't know.
Koalas? She got koalas.
She's Australian, why not?
Yeah. She's got, the front of it's R.I.P. Steve Irwin.
He's a national treasure.
He is a national treasure. Who would you compare? Who would be our Steve Irwin?
Chuck Norris.
Oh, damn. Have you been thinking about that? Because you just pulled that right out of your hat.
Not
like,
really.
Super, boom, Chuck Norris card.
He's the Texas Ranger. That's nothing more American than Chuck Norris.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
That's right.
Yes. Alright, so Han Solo.
Han Solo. Let's see. I don't know what he'd like to eat, but I know what he'd like to drink out of Han Solo cups.
Oh, man. He would like to drink out of Han Solo cups. Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that statement. Do you think he would eat meat, or do you think he would be like a vegetarian and be like a vegan?
I bet he's a nerf herder, man. He's going to be eating
Nerf sandwiches. Nerf bullets.
Hand and Swiss cheese sandwiches.
Oh, you're going the pun route.
That's
here.
That's right,
huh?
Of course I am.
The punny man. You're a punny man,
I
time of two stars.
Punny.
Do you think, like, him and Chewie eat, like, lunch together? Or do they have to eat in, like, separate rooms because Chewie's, like, a monster?
He's like a giant ape.
And once he starts eating, it's just, like, crazy and just devours things. What do you think?
I don't know.
Do you think they eat together, like, at the same table?
Probably. I picture him just, like, growing through his hair like an ape and just being like...
So he's eating Han Solo's bugs?
Yep.
That's funny.
Only the chewy ones.
That is pretty good.
Nice.
I
should notice stuff like that if it's on our page.
Yoda. What do you think Yoda eats?
Lots and lots of Yoda soda.
Why with all the puns? They're so punny.
Let's see. If he...
We obviously know he likes chocolate sticks.
Yes.
Or whatever that was that Luke had. Like an MRE
stole out of
sorts.
His thing.
Mine.
Anything that's aged over 900 years old. So like really old cheese.
You think he likes really old cheese?
Yeah, he's 900 years old, so he likes aged cheddar 900 years.
Like in the swamp? Aged cheese?
Swamp cheese.
I don't know. Swamp cheese.
He's old, so he probably goes to restaurants like Bob Evans.
I could see... I could see him being vegan, so he would be that annoying customer that goes to Bob Evans like, vegan menu can I see?
Meat I've not eaten in 800 years.
Lactose intolerant of lactose, Yoda is, yes.
Brag about it, I will.
Free of gluten menu you do have? So Yoda is gluten-free, lactose intolerant, and...
Anything vegan. Else an old person, so he's probably got, like, a bowl full of hard candies.
He has to go there for, like, the happy hour. Early bird special.
Early bird special, 2 a.m. Noon, please. Early bird dinner, please.
Senior discount Yoda gets, yes.
Yes.
Not charge me for extra bacon, you will. Vegan bacon.
No tip you will need. Have a good day, you will. I just picture like an old cheapskate old man. can't eat like dairy, can't eat gluten. Has a restricted diet of applesauce and pudding.
More refills you will bring.
Blue milk, please. Oh, Yoda can drink blue milk, yes.
That has to be lactate, blue milk. Yeah, right. Soy milk. Milk of soy.
Destroy your tummy, blue regular milk. Right through him it goes. just saying normal things in the Yoda accent.
Oh man, my kidneys hurt.
Need help picking up prescription Yoda does.
He eats pills too. That's the other thing he eats. Alright. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna die. Alright, Luke.
Luke.
What do you think Luke eats? Blue milk, we
blue
know.
Blue milk, of course, he loves his blue milk.
Do you think on Tatooine growing up, they ate Jawas?
I'm trying to think of a Jawa pun.
How about, what are the, he says, that when he's talking about blowing up the Death Star, and he was like, oh, we used to shoot.
Oh, the Womp Rats.
Yeah, you think they eat Womp Rats?
Yep, they shoot like, from his T-16.
Roast them over a fire. You think it's
R2-D2? Just fires the engine up.
R2-D2.
Oh, the lightsaber. like a spit.
Lightsaber, R2-D2 puts the kid's extender arm out, and he skewers.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, people can't hear on Periscope. Oh.
We're on Facebook Live.
Yeah, Facebook Live. That's a bummer. So Luke likes to eat womp rats. No, what are those rats called?
They're womp rats.
Yeah.
I used to shoot womp rats on my T16 back home. They're no bigger than 2 meters.
I can't do the managing Facebook Live. I know. Laughing my butt off.
We need a producer.
And doing Facebook. I know. Where is he when you need him? You could try to restart the connection, maybe.
Yeah, let's try that. We'll finish and see if it actually did record. Oh, I said finish.
We're just checking Facebook Live real quick, trying to get it fixed.
We're going to be multitasking.
So, he roasts the womp rats over a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he did that in Dagobah with Yoda?
Yeah, probably. Isn't it the one thing that was trying to eat them? Some sort of lizard?
Thing?
Well,
what do you think was in that?
That ate R2 was a... And spit him back out.
I don't know what that little alien, that alien's name was called.
Underwater snake thingy.
This is kind of off topic, but on the interwebs today, or maybe yesterday, I read that somebody has a theory that Dagobah is ancient Naboo.
Really?
The ancient Naboo turned into Dagobah. I didn't read the whole theory. Because it was one of those internet theories that was really, really long. But I kind of thought that was interesting. So,
that's an interesting concept. Because there's a lot of swampy parts in Naboo. So basically, after the Empire came in and destroyed Naboo, it just kind of got run down.
I think that was kind of the animals took over. I think was kind of the theory of it.
Hmm.
All right, so we're back live on Facebook Live. Hopefully that helps the sound problems. That stew that Yoda made.
Yeah.
What do you think is in that stew that is so gross?
Gungan stew.
That's where all the Gungans went. Is Yoda eats him in his stew?
Where does he store it when he's done? In Jar Jars.
Oh my god.
Boom! Just blew your mind there.
Jar Jar dummy is. Yoda puts him in his mouth, he does.
Jar Jar a tartar.
Jar Jar tartar. That's totally the name of this podcast, huh? Jar Jar tartar. That's what Yoda likes to eat, Yoda and Luke. That was in the stew.
If Dagobah happens to be...
It wasn't stew, it was Jar Jar Tartar.
Okay.
Leia Organa.
Leia Organa.
What do you think Leia Organa eats?
She's got to eat, expensive rich food, being, the daughter of a...
So no Jar Jar Tartar for Leia.
That's like...
Or Womp Rats.
Or Womp Rats. No, she goes... Creme de la creme.
She's more high class. They eat right. Ewoks.
She eats rich people food. They have to import Ewoks off planet. Now, if anything, she has a pet Ewok in her mansion.
Oh, man. That's her, slave. Yeah. A house elf. But a house Ewok.
House Ewok.
You gave Wicked clothes.
You gave Wicked a cloth.
Wicked is free.
Magic spells, but using the force by snapping at stuff. Oh man.
So, do you think she eats lobster Thermidor?
Yes.
Is that what she does? Hey Daniel, what's up, man? Daniel's saying hi. We're talking about foods that Star Wars characters like to eat right now.
Yeah. Whether it's real or not, it's funny to us.
Lobster Thermidor?
Yep.
Mon Calamari. They eat Mon Calamari.
I once went to the Organa's house, but it turned out to be a trap. It's a trap. They're going to eat you.
Don't go to Alderaan. It's a trap.
They're just going to eat you. You're a delicacy.
That's where my brother went. So yeah, so Princess Leia and Alderaan, they eat Mon Calamari.
If you look, if you sound like a food in the Star Wars universe, you're gonna be eating on Alderaan.
Jar Jar Tartar and Mon Calamari Thermidor.
Yep.
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. I just picture whoever beats him in chess, he just eats him.
He just eats whoever plays
Star
in
Wars chess. Whatever they play, whatever they
play. So him and Han Solo, they go and they like post on Craigslist.
New roommate. Must be neat and tidy. Doesn't mind going on travels with us.
Chess challenge.
Chess challenge.
Play the Wookiee in chess, and then they get fresh people, and then he just eats the random people.
I don't know what happened to him. Chewie.
I like the idea we're talking about of him eating the bugs out of his hair. Yeah. So every time he ruffled Luke's head, it was really looking for bugs. he's from a desert planet. I wonder who's got bugs in his hair.
He's got ticks in there. He likes Chewy bars. Chewy.
Oh man.
They sell themselves. I don't know why they don't have this picture. Oh, try the Wookiee steak. It's good, but a little chewy. So obviously our sound is working. Thanks, Pidizzle.
So, oh my gosh, this is probably not even entertaining right now.
No, but it's awesome for us.
So, much. so is it Wookiee? So, does Chewbacca wouldn't eat Wookiee steak though, because then he'd be a cannibal.
I don't know, they're like giant apes. Apes sometimes steal smaller apes to eat.
He eats other Wookiees then?
I don't know. There's been stories of like, In Africa, like, there were, like, tribes, you know, like, when they had tribes, like, they have to protect their children because baboons would just come in at night and steal their babies and eat them.
Yeah, but that's, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
It's hardcore, yeah.
That's hardcore. But that's not another baboon, that's
I
a
know,
baby.
But it's a Wookiee, and they're like giant apes.
Okay. You, I would more like to say they're giant
bears.
Teddy bears.
Ape bears.
Teddy bears.
Well, they live in trees.
Yeah, but then you see, like, them hanging out with Yoda, like they were best friends.
Yeah, but Yoda's
they're
awesome.
Probably eating Jar Jar Tartar together. Tartar of Jar Jar, you eat.
Try this, you will love it,
my friend Chewbacca. All right, Darth Vader. I think we talked about this before, what we think Darth Vader eats. On another podcast, and you were scoffing at the idea.
I think
you said that you don't think Darth Vader eats at all.
I think he just is like gets like what do you want to call it, injected straight into his body.
Yeah, and then I think we said that we thought maybe that it was like a recycle system where he ate his own waste. So
I sure hope that's
but,
not.
But I would like to think of when he goes into the capsule and takes his helmet off. Is that there's like a 5-star restaurant there?
Like a little buffet pasta. What would you like, Vader?
With Mon Calamari Thermidor, Jar Jar Tartar, Wookiee steaks, bugs from Han Solo's head, Womp Rats. You know the whole 5-star delicacies that you eat in the Star Wars.
That's true. There you go. He's a little bit of everything. There was like an episode of like the Clone Wars where he's just like eating the grubs and he's like grossing Obi-Wan out.
You think he likes to eat charred meat?
He likes legs.
He's a leg drunk. He likes barbecued legs.
Roasted legs.
Over the volcano.
Open fire.
I hate you.
But I love this.
He's just playing over and head over and over and he's crying. He's like, Obi-Wan loves me like a brother.
That's how he seasons his food with his tears.
This chicken tastes just like Padme used to make.
No!
So that's why the suit makes so much noise, because it's fighting him
from
gaining weight because he emotionally eats.
He's an emotional eater. This is going to go all to my legs.
He's just got like a pint of ice cream and he's just going to town.
Using the force. He's not even lifting. He's using the force of the spoon.
Oh. And then all of a sudden like a towel comes up and wipes his tears. This tartar Jar Jar is so good.
Why are you crying again, Lord Bane? I always find you like this sort of Friday evening.
So we won't cut off my legs.
You need to go out and explore the universe. Meet women and dance the night away. Go crazy, smoke a dead stick.
Check out the entertainment on Hoth. What kind of Hoth entertainment would there be? What do you think they ate on Hoth?
Cold.
Like when they're on Hoth.
Frozen dinners. Frozen dinners and ice cream. And wampas.
Yes.
Wampa arms.
Oh man. Nerdy Like Me, one of the pages that like us on Facebook and then we follow, they posted a thing today of May the 4th be with you. And the 4th was all made out of the arms. Of like all everybody's arms cut off. I thought that was pretty funny.
There's a lot of people lose their arms in that daggum series.
So we're talking about Emperor Palpatine and Darth Vader going clubbing. So while they're clubbing, what do you think Emperor Palpatine likes to eat?
I bet he's like, I don't know what he likes to eat, but I bet you he's in the corner hitting on all the young babes.
Hitting on the young babes while sucking on suckers.
I don't know, Darth Drake, I don't know.
Let me show you what the Darth sounds really
Tauntaun Etouffee. One of our followers on Facebook said Tauntaun Etouffee.
Frozen Yoda Gurt.
Frozen Yogurt.
Especially with strawberries.
I'm yogurt from the Spaceballs. Yeah. I think Emperor Palpatine's a red meat kind of guy.
Yeah.
I think he likes to stay his Wookiee steaks like
very rare.
Very, very rare.
No. Red in the middle.
Let the red flow through it.
Let the juices flow. If you bring this back to me and there's no pink in the middle, I will show you the dark side. I'll do it myself.
Rub the lightsaber over
the steak. Do you want to know how I got these scars?
No, Emperor, how'd you get these scars?
They brought me the wrong stick.
Really, there was a lame black jar that gave them to me. Mace Windu was awful. I hated Mace Windu.
I loved Mace Windu. It was very odd at some parts, where it's just very dry.
Yeah.
But mainly because I was just waiting for the whole time, just like, I'm tired of these mother effing Sith. Checking out this mother effing universe. I don't know why I expected them to say that, but I would have just died.
It would be cool if they brought him back.
Somehow.
That's a little, we got a little off topic there.
That would be cool, though, if he somehow survived being thrown out the window.
So speaking of black characters in Star Wars universe, let's talk about the other black characters.
Mace or Lando.
Or Finn.
Oh, that's true. We got Finn.
So Lando Calrissian. What do you think Lando likes to eat?
I think Lando likes to eat the cool stuff.
Colt 45.
Chugs a Mad Dog and gets back to work.
You ever seen the Colt 45 commercials?
No.
Yeah, Billy Dee Williams, he did the Colt 45 commercials.
Oh, he actually did those?
Yeah.
That's funny. So there you go. Lando likes to drink the DL-44s.
And
they don't have Colt 45, so it's DL-44, which is a gun in Star Wars.
Thanks, I didn't even know that.
It's Han Solo's blaster.
Oh, that's the name of it? Okay. What was on that dinner table when they, like... When the tea party got interrupted so rudely by Darth Vader. Well,
there was food on there?
I think there was just a bunch of glassware and stuff. So, what do you think he would have filled the table with? Like, I think like Thanksgiving dinner. Like, he's like, I think that Darth Vader would like to sit down and eat Thanksgiving and I'm going to prepare my favorite foods. I think he's like, Lando would be like a classic. You know, he probably likes, like, snack foods. Poker snack foods. Because he's probably, like, a pretzels. Poker gambler, right?
Yeah, he did gamble away the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, pretzels and pizza pockets.
And chips and nuts.
Chips and nuts and dips. What are some other good poker foods?
Cheetos.
Hot wings maybe would not be. Because you get your cards all dirty. Yeah. Obviously, we're not poker players.
Pretzels and nuts, I think, is usually what you always think of.
So that's his diet. He just eats pretzels and nuts.
And beer. Cold 45.
Pretzels and nuts. He'd just be happy if he lived, like, at a bar eating the snacks.
It's a cantina, but right into the space station. A Bespin Space Station bar. That's right there.
So I saw Tauntaun up to Faye again. I thought it smelled bad on the outside.
I thought it smelled bad when you cooked it.
Oh, there's got to be some kind of good fart joke in there somewhere. Farting Tauntaun to Faye and Pete Stinky on the inside.
Oh man.
Moving on to Force Awakens.
Here we go.
I only picked a couple characters. Rey. So we know Rey likes her magic bread.
Her magic bread.
I don't know about
her
you.
Half portions.
But I saw the half portion magic bread and I was like, I want some magic bread.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to have magic bread.
They can make it. I don't know how. There's like a recipe online that you can kind of make that bread.
Really?
Yeah.
How have we not done this yet?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I want to put it in my mouth.
Put the force in your mouth.
I want to put the force in my mouth.
You want to put it in your mouth.
To eat it.
He eats the living force.
That's why Rey is so powerful with the Force, because
she can make her
the half portions were force-fed her the Force.
That's what it was.
So, Obi-Wan and Luke were like, no, Obi-Wan was dead. So Luke and Han were like, how can we make this girl super strong in the Force? And they're like, let's put all these half portions and fill them with midichlorians.
Ah,
and so she's eating midichlorians, and that's why she's so strong.
That's how.
We figured it out.
That's right.
Done. Half portion bread.
Tell us we're wrong.
Is midichlorians.
Boom.
Boom. Plot hole destroyed.
Boom. Right there. That's why she's so strong.
We just destroyed the whole plot hole that people get mad about.
Why did she learn the force? Because she ate half portions.
Of midichlorians.
Midichlorians, half of it magic bread.
Boom.
Boom.
Tell Disney that we came up with that idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
So
it would be a pitiful little thing that they added to the how is she so strong with the force? Well,
she puts midichlorians in her mouth.
She chokes the 40 midichlorians at the cantina.
At the
cantina.
At the Copa. Copacabana.
At the Mosley Island.
I think there's a song like that. I think there's a parody song, the Cantina song of the Copacabana.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Look into that.
Finn. So Finn was a stormtrooper.
He eats MREs.
MREs. So in order to figure out what Finn eats, we would have to figure out what stormtrooper eats, right? Or do you think now that he's sworn off stormtrooper life, he's sworn off MREs? Maybe that's the whole reason why.
That's why I don't want to stormtrooper.
In the whole battle.
I'm done.
He's like, oh, I'm going to kill this guy, and then I'm going to go eat another MRE. No more.
No more. I can't do it.
Hashtag MRE nevermore. That was a Deep Fried Geeks inside joke.
Yeah.
That's stretching way back.
Way, way back.
Like 6 months ago.
That'll be a whole new thing. We're going to go in the army and hashtag nevermore. MREs.
I still
want to try an MRE, see what they taste like.
We could do that. We could record ourselves eating MREs.
I think that'd be funny.
So he doesn't like MREs.
Or like army food.
So now he probably likes to eat like sandwiches. I think Finn would be a sandwich guy.
I think he'd like finger food.
You're super funny today. Finger food, a Finnish food.
Finnish?
I don't know.
I don't know. Swedish, Swiss Miss. Finnish Miss. Go for sure. Take a burger.
Finnish shift.
We're all over the place today, man.
So halibut. Switch special and throw helmets at people.
Oh, yeah. Do you see the one about the popcorn shrimp? It's popcorn shrimp. And he takes like live shrimp and popcorn and is mixing it together.
That's funny though. The Swedish chef would be an awesome stormtrooper.
He would be an awesome
stormtrooper. I mean, like now that Disney owns Star Wars, they should do another like Star Wars Muppets parody like that they did back when the Muppet Show was on.
That would be awesome to do them to do like a full like short movie of the Muppets and Star Wars.
That'd be great.
I think it would be super cool.
So Kylo Ren is our last person.
What Poe?
I didn't put Poe on there.
We can talk about Poe. Let's talk about Poe before we talk about Kylo. We don't know a whole lot about Poe. So
he's a resistance fighter who's an ace in the cockpit of the X-Wing.
So we have to think of what would resistance fighters like to eat. Like a pilot. What do pilots like to put in their mouths?
Tang.
Tang? Pilots eat Tang?
They drink a lot of Tang.
Astronauts.
I don't know. They're pilots too. They just pilot a really big ship.
Yes, a really, really big ship.
Really big ship. So
pilots like to eat fancy foods. They just live off of airplane peanuts and pretzels.
That's what it is. They're peanuts and pretzels.
I think is
and
what
mini
they do.
Cans of soda.
Mini cans of soda?
Yeah, like when you're on an airplane, they give you a little mini can.
And a little liquor bottles.
Yep. That's what they got.
So that's what Poe Dameron eats. He eats mini liquor bottles.
Mini Colt
45s.
And peanuts.
Do you think him and BB eat dinner together, like all cute?
I assume so.
And like he's feeding BB 8.
Eating like a can of beans, and BB 8 just pops out a little thumb lighter, lights the can of beans.
I thought you were going to say that he's eating beans and then he farts and where BB-8 lights his fart.
That'd be awesome. Oh, boom! Writes itself.
On Facebook Live, Dan put
Poe Boys. Of course, the Poe Dameron Poe Boys.
I can't believe we missed that.
How did we miss
that? So what would be the Poe Dameron Poe Boy? Peanuts and pretzels?
Peanuts and pretzels.
What, deep fried Wookiee steak?
Yep. Anything with a fly through, not a drive through since they all fly. Can I get 2 double Wookiee steaks?
Hey, he's gotta eat just
some popcorn calamari to go.
So why is Poe not obese then? If morbidly obese like me,
because he exercises unlike Biggs. Or not big.
Porkins.
So
We just figured out why Porkins is morbidly obese.
You see all the drive-thru restaurants. Porkins rinds.
Oh, man.
That's what he also likes to eat.
Yeah.
Porkins pork rinds.
I'd put that on Facebook a couple months ago. Kylo Ren, like the emotional emo.
He's a very emotional eater.
Kylo Ren probably likes
dark chocolate
and dark meat on dark the meat. Chicken he likes to eat. He also likes to eat his own tears like his grandpa. Tears was grandpa's favorite food.
I love that all the Skywalker men are so damn whiny.
Yeah, that's why Rey cannot be a Skywalker, because she's not whiny.
It's evidence right there.
You're so right on that, though.
They're all so whiny.
It's like a character. Like George Lucas wrote, like when he first wrote the first Star Wars, he's like, any Skywalker boy from now on has to be an emo brat. But I want to go to Tashi and pick up power converters. And then you got Anakin. I killed them all.
I killed younglings. You turned her against me. I love it. That part I just like cringe every time. You turned her against me. Really?
You're tearing me apart, Anakin. Oh, the acting was so bad.
Some parts are just so bad, but I still cry at that part.
Oh, I do too.
We don't have much that Kylo Ren likes to eat. Yeah. He just doesn't. Kylo Ren does not like to eat food. We just had somebody join all the way from Hawaii.
Aloha.
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 Sorry.
Not hola. I mean aloha.
That's California.
All right. So that's all we got for things that Star Wars characters would like to eat.
Yep.
If you think we forgot any Star Wars characters you want to add, tell us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can email me at mattman.blog@gmail.com. And let us know. That was pretty good.
Was
we
good.
Had a lot of
that
good ones fun. Out of that. So I thought a couple months ago we did a who would win. So one big thing that geeks always like to do is they like comic books. They like to say who would win.
This person, Superman or Hulk, Superman, blah blah blah. Yeah, stuff like that.
Right. Superman, Hulk, Batman, Superman.
Goku versus Superman.
Right. All that kind of stuff. So I thought it would be fun. For us to do Star Wars characters. Because you never really talk about Star Wars characters and who would win.
No, not really.
So, read off the list. What do we got first there, Tom?
First one we got is Poe versus Han.
I thought pilot versus pilot.
So, I thought they're in their vehicles?
Yeah, let's put them in their vehicles.
I think Poe would run circles around the Millennium Falcon. Cause
you just think it's too... X-Wing is just too fast for the
it's
Falcon?
It's way too fast. But, like, dude, that scene where he comes flying, he's like... one. To just shooting, like, he shot down, like, 8 to 10 TIE fighters in, like, 20 seconds.
But a Falcon, the Falcon has more of a shield, probably, than...
Maybe. If it's fully functioning.
Yeah. The Falcon has more of a shield than a TIE fighter does, yes?
Yes.
So, probably. I would think the X-Wings, guns, right, would not have as much power as...
Yeah, you might be.
Yes, right? So, he would get a couple shots off... And then you've got Luke down in the
gun.
The gunning and boom, 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 boom.
Don't get cocky.
Right. And then he's like, don't get cocky, kid. And they kill Poe Dameron and he's dead.
I don't know. I think Poe could get out of there. He's slippery.
Okay, so what happens? He Mono shoots Poe down, right? Okay. And then Poe takes his gets a little parachute. And he's got a mask on because he needs to breathe in space, okay. Right?
Yeah,
and he lands on Endor. And then Han's like, oh, I gotta go get this cocky Poe. So then he goes down there, lands the Falcon.
So now they're mono.
Tells Chewie to stay in the ship because, you know, mono, mono.
Yeah.
And they duke it out and who wins.
He's a scrappy Nerf herder.
I think the Nerf herder wins.
Scrappy, scrappy
hands
Nerf
down.
Herder?
Because I think Han shoots first. So, so I just
he
think
goes
like,
to talk
he
and
sees
he's like, all right.
Poe and Poe's like, hey. I can't hear you with the mask on. And he tries to use it. Boom! And he just shoots him.
He just tried to talk it out. He just shoots him from underneath the shrub or something.
So Han shoots first.
Han shoots first. Boom.
Boom. Han Solo beats Poe Dameron.
And so it is.
We got it. That's got good. Because Han shot first. Rey versus Luke. Oh, Travis agrees with us.
Yes, that's what I thought. Rey versus Luke. Well, I don't know. That's a good interesting thing to think about. See, I think Luke's had this time to meditate and train, so he's stronger with the Force.
Right.
At this point.
I think when we do this, though, we have to take Luke at the beginning of his training.
Okay.
And Rey at the beginning
of her
training.
He would get his butt whooped.
Yeah, because...
she had no training and kicked the tar out of
Because she
Kylo
put all
Ren.
Those metachlorians in her mouth.
Those metachlorian muffins.
Those metachlorian muffins make you strong, man.
The triple M's. The mini metachlorian muffins. Just pop
mini them. Metachlorian muffins. Oh,
half portions? Good. I'll take them. I'll take them all.
Just put them in my mouth.
Put them in my mouth. Force them in my mouth. That should be our Star Wars theme. Force them in my mouth.
Force them in my mouth.
So, yes, if we're going to compare Luke. Luke, who could barely... practice with the training droid.
He'd struggle.
And Rey, who was just like picking up force things
up
like
the
that.
Rocks and he got all mad. Yeah, I think Rey
would
wins.
Whoop his butt.
So now let's think Rey. Let's imagine that Rey at the end is super powerful Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And then however which way they go, and then you got Luke.
I think Luke's going to turn out to be like Yoda. Where he's just like, you know, he doesn't want to kill them because he wants. He's got compassion and still thinks there's good in everybody. So he's just like, you know, absorbing their attack, their forces and stuff like that, and like deflecting.
I think that would be cool of having Luke that be Luke's fight style,
like Yoda in episode 2 and 3.
Yeah, I thought even more passive aggressive. I think would be cool. Maybe because Luke, let's say Luke has to fight so hard to fight off the dark side that he has to be passive aggressive.
Yeah,
and so he doesn't even use a lightsaber anymore.
Maybe not.
And so the whole thing is she's trying to get him to use his lightsaber, and he's like, no.
Well, what happened? Well, because technically, does he still have his lightsaber? Because I'm trying to think. Like,
yeah, he should still have the green one, unless
that's what I'm trying to think. Like when he's fighting Darth Vader, the Emperor comes out and he starts shocking him. It doesn't show him specifically.
He never really picks it back up after that.
And he just helps Darth Vader out, takes the helmet off.
So we're gonna say Rey wins.
Travis said that. her force power would be making sandwiches. That's so awful but hilarious at the same time.
Midichlorian sandwiches.
She wouldn't fight Luke because she'd be too busy making the sandwiches.
Ham and cheese.
That's funny. I can't believe we missed that pun. All right,
I
so
pan and Swiss cheese sandwiches. Oh, you did. Didn't when you make sandwiches, you're drinking right out of his Solo cups.
So we got Rey beating Luke, right?
Yeah.
Kylo Ren versus Anakin
Skywalker.
I thought it'd be fun to pick big whiny Anakin and big whiny Kylo.
You go ahead.
This is gonna be controversial.
I think it will be. I'm gonna start by saying it's gonna be like. Let's say you're like a pretty good martial artist, and then you go up into the big leagues, and you run into like your idol, your martial artist idol. Let's say you go into a tournament, Chuck Norris is there, and he wants to fight. You're like, I can't fight you. You're my idol.
He's just too excited. He's like, give me your autograph.
Can you sign this with your lightsaber, please? Sign my face. Sign my side. Sign it where it hurts.
Sign it. I'm gonna punch it. You sign it. Stitch it up for me. But stitch up.
Cauterize it with your lightsaber. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Just write A plus K with a heart around it, please.
Grandpa Annie. Grandpa Annie. Grandpa Annie.
Don't call me that.
Little
the last person that called me that turned into Tartar.
Okay. So
they don't even fight because Kylo's just too excited, you're saying. Well, how about they really do fight?
I think Kylo Ren's got that, like, really slow, strong lightsaber technique, like Luke did. Anakin's like very flourishing stuff like that, but like quick strikes.
Kylo's got that power where he can like stop somebody.
Yeah,
like slow motion them. So you think Anakin could fight that?
I don't know. That's a good point. Like usually, if they're like Anakin or anything doing attacks, like pushing, like force push.
Yeah,
pull push. Nothing like complex.
I think if you're taking Anakin, like. This is Anakin, like, before he is completely... He's not Darth Vader yet.
So he's still a Jedi Knight?
He's conflicted. So I think he's so conflicted that Kylo wins.
Yeah.
Because Kylo's just, like, so engulfed. And maybe he's like, if I beat Anakin, it proves that I'm good enough. It proves that I can be as good as Darth Vader. So it gives him more hatred and more power to fight him.
But if he kills Anakin, there is no Darth.
You're just ruining the fun, comic 2 stars! You just gotta throw logic into our nerd talk. So are we torn on this one?
Yeah, I think we're a little torn. Yeah. It could go either way.
I think it could go either way, too. I would like to see Kylo Ren win.
I don't know.
That's my new Star Wars man crush.
Is your man crush?
Yes.
It's just
I want to get a tattoo that says Kylo plus man.
Just have like your helmet in your head, just like kind of doing that little thing like that.
I'm being torn apart.
Can
apart. You help me?
Oh man.
So this is a little off there. We were talking about Spaceballs earlier.
Yep.
And in Spaceballs, their Chewbacca is Barf.
Barf.
Barf was He's a mog, half man, half dog, and he was played by John Candy.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be fun to have Barf. Go up against his Star Wars counterpart of Chewbacca.
Barf doesn't really do much heroics, though.
But he could fart.
He could fart.
Because he's got all the stinky dog food.
So
he farts, and then Chewbacca just runs away. I think as long as Barf can stay away...
Yeah, he can stay out of arm's length, because Chewbacca will tear him apart.
And eat him.
That's what Chewbacca's eat. They eat mogs.
He's mogs. As fresh as you can get them.
Wookiees eat mogs.
There you go. Mogs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Aw, poor Jack Candy.
Mog from a bog.
Mog from a bog.
Yep.
Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut. Gotta eat that too.
Pizza the Hut versus Jabba the Hut.
Yeah. He ate himself to death. If anything, he already wins because he eats himself to death.
Yeah. So it's kind of hands down, Chewbacca wins.
Chewbacca wins. I think so. Chewbacca would tear him up. Because I don't even think he has a gun, Barf.
He just makes
jokes. That's his weapon, is his jokes.
His quick wit. He's like you, Tommy T-Stars.
Oh, I know. Quick wit to save me.
Do you think there's anybody that in the Star Wars universe that could beat Chewbacca in hand-to-hand combat?
Without using, like, force powers?
Yeah.
Yoda? Yoda, maybe? Well, he would have to use the force, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, you couldn't call, like, his jumping around force
powers. But... Yeah, but if he can't punch Chewie, then what's the point of hopping around all the time to when Chewie gets tired and he wins?
Do you think Jar Jar could beat Chewie? Because of his drunken Kung Fu master?
Just lands on him. Jumps 30 feet in the air.
Do you think that Chewie can...
drunken master.
Do you think... He totally is.
He is.
Because he's always like all clumsy.
He knocks droids
everybody
down, breaks the whole station.
Do you think that Chewbacca could beat any Marvel characters? Or like other superheroes? So do you think Chewie could beat like Hulk? Or...
No. Hulk would just get so frustrated, this little ape man.
So Hulk, so Hulk
fling him
Chewie
off to a different planet.
Do you think Chewie could beat the Thing?
I don't know. They've never really like stated how strong Chewie is. Yes, he could tear arms off people, but
yeah, so that makes him
that's very
strong.
Usually that means like it takes about 1,000 pounds of pressure to get your arm torn off. But the Thing is way stronger than that.
Yeah. So Chewie,
if anything, he could beat Captain America.
I don't think he can beat Cap either.
You think he's got his martial arts skills?
Yeah, I think Cap would be strength. Too. I think Cap would be too fast for
you
him.
You don't think that his dangerous Wookiee breath would knock him unconscious?
From all the mogs he just ate,
the rotten mogs, the smelly mog
all those
farts.
Mogs are too smelly for him.
I thought it smelled bad on my.
So I thought this is a pretty good one.
Lando versus Finn.
Lando Calrissian versus Finn, yes.
But black-on-black crime is bad.
Oh, my God!
I'd say it.
Oh, man.
What would they be doing? Like, just like a standoff?
It would
just
be
like shooting each other?
I think
it would
be like the Old West, like hiding behind rocks.
Because Finn can't really fly, so it wouldn't be like a piloting
contest.
Finn's
a pretty darn good shot.
Yeah.
They kind of played that off as that
he's the one stormtrooper.
We were going to the same spot.
He's the one in the whole battalion.
He's the one stormtrooper that can shoot. So Lando's too busy eating his pretzels and peanuts.
Drink his Colt 45.
I would think that Lando is not that good of a shooter or a fighter. I think Lando is more of a lover than a fighter.
Yeah, I think you're right in that scenario.
Yeah.
He's probably a pretty good pilot because he owned the Millennium Falcon first.
Right, and so if you put those two in a ship...
And also
Finn
he piloted
loses.
The Millennium Falcon and helped blow up this Death Star
right.
a second time. So
Finn loses all day long if you put them both in
yeah,
ships.
Yeah, they put him in ships, no way, Finn. But like on the ground, Finn's a survivalist. He can rally himself around dangerous situations and somehow get out of it.
Yeah. So we're saying Finn beats Lando all day.
I think so.
I think Finn beats Lando too. Something that I read that was
he's
pretty...
charismatic and he can get people to fight with him.
Yes, you're right. He's gonna be the evil guy now.
Finn?
Yeah.
What? Don't you do that to me.
So something I read was somebody said, "What if Rey turns to the dark side?" And Kylo becomes good again and Rey turns bad.
Like they both flip.
I don't think Kylo could become bad. I think
he would try to stop.
I think what they could do, instead of doing Finn Rey romance, they turn Rey to the dark side and Finn becomes a Jedi to try to win her back. And so okay. So Kylo has control over Rey.
But there's no evidence this far anymore that Finn's going to be a Jedi. Like, the whole, like, teasers and stuff, they were making you think that, you know, Finn was going to take up the Jedi mantle, but then he just, like, wielded the lightsaber. He didn't really have force intuition or anything like that.
So what if he's a hero that's not a Jedi, then?
Like, he's the new Han Solo, if anything.
Yeah, and so he comes and he tries to fight Kylo to get Rey back.
Maybe. That's not a bad idea. I kind of like that story.
I don't know if I'd like Evil Rey, though.
I like Rey too much, too.
I know, because she's so smiley and
so cute.
Yeah, and friendly and happy and everything else.
And her magic muffins.
Her magic Medicorian muffins.
We should market that.
I just know that I'm super excited about
making our own?
Figuring out what happens with that storyline. But
I'm betting what's more going to be practical, she's going to be trained by Luke, and she's going to be the one that turns Kylo to the good side, if anything.
Can Kylo come back?
I think it's going to be like a Darth Vader type thing where, you know, she'll kill Snoke while Snoke's trying to kill her, and he's like, don't do it. Kill Snoke. Now he's good. I'm not going to say they're going to copy it exactly like in Return of the Jedi. That'd be a little too much.
That would make people really mad.
I think what's
going to
happen is Snoke's
going to
put Kylo in the corner, and Kylo's not going to like that.
Nobody puts Kylo in a corner! I agree. I think Snoke... I hope they do more with Snoke than just the CGI ghost.
Yeah. I hope he actually gets like a big...
Yeah.
Part. Like they fight like a Yoda-esque fight where it's like he's using the force to stop like 20 people coming at him. That'd be awesome.
So that would be super cool. I would love to see one guy against like 50.
They don't do that too much anymore.
No. So if you want to hear us talk about other fights, or you think maybe there are some fights that we forgot, go ahead and share it on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Let us know, and maybe we could talk about it in another
Boba
week.
Boba Fett versus anybody.
Yes. I'm not a Boba Fett guy.
Yeah, I know.
That's why you did not really hear Boba Fett much in any of this talk. Yeah.
I like Boba Fett, but he's like...
He's a little overrated, I think.
Certain times he is.
Yeah.
I like how like they make him over the top sometimes. Like in Robot Chicken, that's funny. But I don't think he really has the skills to back it up like Django.
Yeah, you take one guy... And it has four lines in all the movies, and you make him some ultimate badass. Yeah. The guy who dies by Han Solo being blind and accidentally shoots him. I don't know.
One of the rumors was they're doing an origin story, which we already know the origin, but like a Solo, not a Han Solo, but a Boba Fett Solo movie.
Okay.
I think that's one of the things. I think that'd be cool, showing him how he becomes like a good bounty hunter.
I think that'd be cool.
I would watch that.
That'd be cool.
Give him more.
So share with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Let us know what fights you think could happen. Whatever. Let us know what are your... Maybe even tell us what your favorite dish we talked about today was.
Yeah. Let's make it happen. Looking forward to midichlorian muffins.
We come up with a commercial for midichlorian muffins and Jar Jar Tartar. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening this week.
Keep going.
Enjoy your fourth day. May the fourth be with you. And keep calm and geek on.
Move this aside. Get a little inside scoop.
Bill Finger.